Welcome to episode 64 of Hit the Mic with the Stacey Harris. Hi, I'm excited for today's show because it's just you and me, and I love that. So, we're going to talk about why you should stop listening to experts. And I'm going to admit right now, I will very likely get a little soapboxy here because I've had this kind of come up a lot lately from people I'm talking to and my clients and things. And so I want to be really clear on what I think about this. So that's what we're going to do. Before we do that, I want to remind you, if you're listening to this in a timely fashion, you can check out the live webinar I'm going to be doing. And if you've seen one of my webinars before, you know they're more live episode than webinar. And we're going to be talking about podcasting. So I know there's a lot of you who listen to this show who are super into the idea of podcasting, but you have no idea where to get started. Well, I'll tell you where to get started. Join me for the webinar on Thursday. So if you go to the show notes for this episode, you can go to thestaceyharris.com/episode64. There's a link to sign up for the webinar and get the details and all of that good stuff. So I hope you see you there. And the really cool thing is I will be giving away a rockstar guide during the live show, which is always fun. I like giving stuff away. I think it's fun. So yeah, cool. Let's get into this. Let's talk. So here's the thing is I've been seeing this come up a lot lately in some people I follow, and I've also heard it a lot from clients and just people I talk to a lot, even you guys, you listeners. There seem to be a lot of experts, and you can't see me, but I'm using air quotes around this word. There seem to be a lot of experts who are saying basically that they have this magic potion and that their way is your rocket to success. And here is my problem. First of all, there's no one way to do anything. And I've said this about social, and I've said this about business, and I will say this about life. There's no one way to get to success. Outside of maybe a whole ton of hard work. But even then, that can look different for different people. What I also want to say is these are very often talking about one way to get to a certain kind of success. And that may not be the kind of success that you think is success. Not everybody is trying to make seven figures while working 4 hours a day traveling the world. It's not what everybody wants. My friend Nicole Longstreth, who has a podcast over at The Wardrobe Code, she recently did an episode about being materialistic and talking about wanting to live in her house and have her things and have nice things, versus like this sort of, you know, digital nomad kind of lifestyle. Not everybody wants that. That's not the only way to be a really great online entrepreneur is traveling the world. I will tell you right now that my business is totally online. I do almost no work in person. Occasionally I have a client who happens to be local, but generally speaking, I don't. And that's not who I network to specifically. I work with people literally all over the world. But that's not because I want to live out of a suitcase. I like having my office where my stuff is and my things are. So that's not my version of success. I also don't want to work 4 hours a week. I like working. I like doing what I do. So setting up something that is, you know, where I just work 4 hours a week isn't really success for me. I do want to make seven figures. I won't lie about that. that is a goal for me. That is a piece of success for me. And that's someplace I will get, hopefully soon. But that doesn't necessarily mean it has to be for you. I've recently, been taking, part in a money mindset kind of program. And, you know, it's led by, Denise Duffield Thomas. It's called, the Lucky Bitch Bootcamp program that she has. And I love it. And I totally encourage you to check it out. If you haven't read her book, it's fantastic. But she talks about that a bit in the program is that, you know, feeling rich doesn't have to be that you have a gold-plated car. That, you know, for me, that's ridiculous. Even if I had all of the money in the world, I was literally a gajillionaire, I would not buy a gold-plated car. Now, one of those brand new 2015 Corvettes they've got lined up out, you know, in the dealerships here in the next couple of weeks, that I would definitely not take mind taking part in. But it doesn't need to be gold plated. See, I'm perfectly frugal. But you know, just like that, just like talking about what is being rich, what is being a success might be different for you. It may be making, you know, just enough for vacations. Maybe it's an extra, you know, $15,000 a year for your family. And you really do only work like 4 or 5 hours a week. And you work all with clients locally in your neighborhood and your city. And that is success. That is what you want. That's the lifestyle and the business you want. Achieving that is still success. So you don't have to buy into this idea that there's only one way to achieve a success and that there's only one version of it. There's not. There's a lots of versions. And I want to really encourage you today to take some time to see, think about what your version of success is. Because I think without figuring out what that is, without having that, not necessarily end, but next step in mind, it's really hard to get there. You know, your GPS cannot give you directions if you do not give it a destination. And that's sort of as simple as it is. If you don't sort of give yourself an end goal, a direction, a place you want to end up, it's going to be really difficult for you to get there. And that's when you end up following and buying into all of these ideas that are not in line with your version of success and are not in line with how you want to run your business. I won't name names, but I recently stumbled across a coach because I'm currently looking for my next coach. I stumbled across the coach and it was someone who just absolutely baffled me with the copy on their website. And that's honestly, that doesn't mean their copy is bad. It doesn't mean their website is wrong. It just means it's not for me. I'm not their ideal client. And that's why you have copy that's really geared towards them, is so you are turning off people who aren't. But the person actually said, you know, this is the only way to do it. This is your map to success. There is no other option. This will get you to XYZ. And it was what their perception of success was. And it was sort of a 7 figures, 8 figures on 4 hours a week, completely based on passive income. And that's great. If that's what you want to build, that's not necessarily what everybody wants to build. And that's not the only way to do it. As this person laid out their formula, that's not the only formula for success. So the whole purpose of this episode is really not to teach or inform, but really to get you thinking, about what your version of success is and how you want to get there, what you want your business and your life to look like. I went through a mastermind last year and I had to do something called a painted picture project. And it was amazing because I got to figure out what I want my life to look like 3 years from when I started that. And I'm actually working with my Business Amplifier mastermind kids this summer. Kids, they're all adult women, but group. And they're fantastic and amazing. And they're working on this right now because it's a lot easier to figure out where you want to be when you know what that version of success in 3 years from now looks like, because you can make your decisions, yay or nay, based on getting to that place. So I really want to encourage you to look at what your version of success is. You know, if your business were to be a quote unquote success tomorrow, what would that look and feel like for you? You know, on the flip side as I said earlier, I am looking to build a 7-8 figure business without a doubt. But I also am not going to build it in 3 days because I don't want to work 24 hours a day. I will build it in the time it takes for me to build it while maintaining the lifestyle I want to have. I have bootstrapped my business. My business has always paid for itself. Because I don't want to take on investors. I don't want to take on credit card debt. I don't want to take on loans. It's just not what I want to do in my business. So that has meant my business has maybe grown a little bit slower than if I'd been able to get a huge influx of cash at the beginning, and get, you know, a pro website done right away and this done right away and this training right away and this kind of masterminding right away. You know, yes, I may have had accelerated growth, but I wouldn't have had a lifestyle I wanted and I wouldn't have had a lifestyle I enjoyed. And that's part of my version of success, is while building this beautiful, amazing thing that I adore, I get to live a life I love. And that's part of it. So figuring out what that is for you is going to figure out your roadmap. So instead of buying another program that is a blueprint for success, or your rockets of success, or your surefire steps to success, or whatever other copy you may see on these, think about what is yours. And does this blueprint lead you to that version? And if it does, then great. That's the blueprint. And if that person speaks to you, then that's the person. I am not saying stop following everybody. I am not saying stop investing in yourself and your business, because that's not true. But make sure that you're not investing for the sake of investing. You're not following because everybody else says this person is an expert. You're following that person and you're buying from those people because they resonate with you and they're going to help you get to your version of success. So this was a little ranty and a little soapboxy and a little just honest me kind of telling you what I think about this. So I hope you enjoyed it. If you do like episodes like this, let me know and I will be sure to get ranty more often, because trust me, there's plenty. Otherwise, I do really, 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 really want you guys to go over to thestacyharris.com/episode64 and let me know what your version of success is. Success is, it doesn't have to be everything, but give me a little bite, you know, give me a little tidbit on what you're working towards. And, also somebody who you really like working with, you know, somebody who is really demonstrating that very well, because that's a really great way for all of you to share resources, and to spread the message of awesome. All right. Thanks for listening, and I will see you guys next time. Bye.